spinning music live for your audible pleasure. As for me, I'll be back on September 10th with a fresh set of Dusty Grooves. My name is Patrick Mendoza. It's been my absolute pleasure spinning soul records for on a Friday night for you. Keep it locked for Dave in the Boulder studio with Smash It Back, an hour of classic punk and other junk. I'll catch up with you here on the airwaves. In the meantime, this is Patrick Mendoza signing off your community-powered radio station. That is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Be good to yourself and each other. Have a good night, y'all.
Okay. Like, see, there's this. And. Well, and then. Never mind. Forget it. You wouldn't understand anyway.
Two members of Black Flag. Black Flag is a band that's been associated with the TV party phenomena. This phenomena is infecting America's viewing youth and is of concern to the viewing public. Mr. Rollins, what do you think about TV party violence?
I don't see anything as TV party violence. You see a bunch of people having fun and having a good time.
No violence, huh?
No.
I have it from reputable sources that TV party violence is both widespread and malicious. That there are TV party gangs. In fact, those look like TV party gang tattoos right there.
Oh, no, they're not. No.
And I know for a fact that Gregory Ginn, a member of the band, is not able to attend tonight because of an injury sustained at a TV party.
No, look, get it straight. The thing that happened with Greg was, it was 8 o'clock and Charlie's Angels was about to go on. Greg did not want to miss Charlie's Angels because it was one of his favorite shows. So he got up to get his beer so he could settle in. And he went to the kitchen, came back around, was running for the couch so he could retain his seat, which is right in front of the set. And he hooked his foot under the leg of the coffee table and he broke his ankle. Pure accident. It wasn't anything involved with violence or anything.
No violence.
Strictly that
way. No gangs.
No gangs.
None of the above. What would you do to resolve an argument between you and Des? Say you wanted to watch two different shows.
You'd settle it like friends.
Yeah, we talk about it. Well, you know, look, once in a while one of these occurrences may happen where we'll be watching TV and I want to watch Quincy, he wants to watch Star Trek.
Whatever.
And we get a little hot, you know. One time he threw a bottle at me and, you know, I ducked and missed, you know, didn't even think about it. And, you know, we forget about it once we get into
the show. I see. So you deny the occurrence of malicious violence at TV parties.
Okay, sometimes there is some outbreaks of violence, okay? But the only time that ever occurs is with Nazi TV partiers.
Yeah. Nazi TV partiers,
yeah.
I see.
Nazi TV partiers come in, they try and take control of the TV, they bogue the beer, they try and control. Black Flag does not support any activities of Nazi TV partiers. In fact, we even have a song
called Rise Above,
which is about TV Nazi TV partiers. Jealous cowards trying to control. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. We are tired of your abuse. Try to stop us, but it's no use.
Donating that car you don't need to KGNU is an easy way to help us bring you the news in times like these. We'll arrange to have it picked up, running or not. get top dollar for it, and invest the funds back into our news coverage. Learn more at KGNU.org.
Thank you, Fergus. You're tuned in to Smash It Back, classic punk and other junk, coming to you every Friday night from 11 to midnight. We just heard from, who was that? The Normal Hawaiians. The song was called Obedience. It came out in 1981. Before that, we heard a little interview with Henry and Dez from Black Flag. From The Target was the name of the show. Then we heard a tune from Lucy, Never Never. Start off the show with Tuxedo Moon from San Francisco. I think they moved over to Europe early on in their career, and I'm not sure if they're still there because I think they're still going. If you haven't had a chance to check out the moon, I suggest going outside, taking a look, because it is gorgeous. One of those moons that don't even look real. Looks like it should have a wire up above hanging the moon from a set in a play. The moon should have a little smiley face on it. Although if you're in Boulder, you might not be able to see it, because once I got here, it was hiding. Just a Longmont thing. Maybe you can just see it in Longmont. One of the privileges we have living in Longmont. I'm your host, Dave Fuller. I'm here every second Friday of the month. Good to be here. Smash It Back. Let's get back into the music. Here's Raxola. Raxola is a band out of Brussels. This one came out in the early 80s here on Smash It Back. All right, that was a band out of Stockholm from the 70s. Dasenterra out of Stockholm. Before that, we heard another tune from Lucy, Feel So Good. Before that was H2S04 or SO4, TV Killer. And it was a song from The Lids with I Don't Want You. That one. Oh, wait. Before that, actually, I put in a little tune from the from Flipper and was just feeling it at the moment. It was a 7-inch track called Getaway from Flipper. And I played another little snippet from Sex Bomb. It was Brainwash from a Flipper. Brought both of my Flipper 7-inches in, so there you go. Beloved 7-inches. Let one of them go there a little too long, just for effect. After Flipper, or before Flipper rather, we heard The Lids, I Don't Want You. Started off this show, and The Lids, about a third of the way through the track, had an incredible saxophone solo. And if you listen to my show, you know I'm a sucker for punk and sax. Saxophone and synth. Synth punk. Can't get enough of that. Seems like in the 80s there was a lot of bands that used saxophones. Tina Turner was a big fan of saxophones. I think the Rolling Stones toured with a sax. A lot of bands did. Maybe it'll make a comeback someday. Which reminds me, my daughter's starting sixth grade. She's taking the saxophone. And she'll be playing the very own saxophone that I played when I was in maybe fifth grade, sixth grade. And it's the saxophone that my dad played in a jazz band. So enough of the sax rant. And then we started off that set with Raxola out of Brussels. All right, the time is 11:41. Got about 20 minutes left in the show. Give me a call on the studio hotline. Any questions or comments? Or you want to just say hello? 303-442-4242. Here's a tune out of the Netherlands by a band called Mechanic Commando. The song is called White Soldier. Came out in 1981.
say crabby efter hård mat som förlåt. Och man har börjat droga ner sig igen. I de små lägenheterna där samlas kamratgängen över fredagsdagarna. De pratar om rockmusik och böcker som handlar om den sexuella olusten. Utklädda för minikravot och så strävar de i väg. Matarbussarna som för dem till himlen eller helvetet som för dem till himlen eller helvetet. Klockan tål har natten blivit så svart. Klockan är här kommer Jesus han är ensam i natt. Klockan två
always on, never ever do this on my own. Take the rest of us, ready for a month. Don't they have any time? What would they say? Dévaste-moi, essouffle-moi, envahis-moi, pille-moi, dépense-moi, gaspille-moi. Saccage-moi, dilapide-moi, lapide-moi, érape-moi, liquide-moi, émiette-moi. Ravage-moi, et presse-moi, et puis broie-moi, et puis noie-moi, et puis bois-moi, et caille-moi. Colonise-moi, piétine-moi, déglutis-moi, extermine-moi, ravage-moi, délabre-moi. Ratisse-moi, corrode-moi, démantèle-moi, désintègre-moi, massacre-moi, écrabouille-moi.
Mais c'est qu'il le ferait, la brute!
A conversation, a conviction. When you make no sense, you got no position. And what you need is a validation. Go ahead, you got my permission.
Six points of view. Materialism. I say I got a book in my hand. 50,000 words, 50,000 translations. Idealism.
All right, that was about three tunes from The Minutemen, from the Paranoid 7-inch. Grabbed a handful of 7-inches on my way out the door tonight, and happy to play that one. Was thinking about playing the whole side. There was four songs on that. One side, each about a minute long. Definitions, The Maze, and Validation. And I recommend going to... Type in The Minutemen, Paranoid Time, and check out the 7-inch artwork by the one and only Raymond Pettibone. You won't be disappointed. His artwork is incredible and is usually featured on most of the SST releases. Check out the playlist at afterfm.com. We played a bunch of stuff. The Baiters was before the Minutemen. Not sure where they're from. Dustin Tenera out of Stockholm. Start off the set with Mecha Nick Commando, White Soldier. A few other tunes in there, I think. Just wanted to mention the second annual Yard Bazaar coming up on Saturday, September 4th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the courtyard at our new Denver home in the Buell Media Center, located at 2101 Arapahoe Street. Going to have a lot of vinyl, CDs, books, posters, all kinds of gear. It's going to be a good time. I hear the new studio is really cool, too, so looking forward to getting down there sometime, if not this September 4th. They'll have KGNU DJs playing, and it's just a general housewarming party, so check it out. Got about a minute left in the show. Coming up next on Sleepless Nights, it's going to be a good one. We've got Christine in the Denver studio. She's going to keep the theme going, the Smash It Back theme, Smash It Back-ish theme. She's got some metal lined up, some punk, post-punk, and independent acts. Recent stuff, not just old stuff, so looking forward to that. That's Sleepless Nights. From midnight to 3 a.m. with Christine. You're tuned in to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 1390 AM, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins. I've been your host, Dave Fuller. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Sleepless Nights.
And you're listening to Sleepless Nights. This is Christine. Here until 3 a.m. Let us begin with this act, Against Evil, End of the Line.